essential. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Good evening, America, and welcome to the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and shortly we'll be joined by our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso, and we've got an exciting show for you tonight, an informative show, somewhat of a distressing show, but that's why you tune in here to find out what the globalists are up to, so we can meet them on their battleground and defeat them. And this has kind of become the moniker of the Common Sense Show, as Annie and I like to refer to it as, we're the show that's trying to free America one enslaved mind at a time. Because really, these people have no power over us. They have no real hold. If we could just wake up enough people, we could begin to take our country back, take our planet back, and restore some much-needed sanity. I don't think in the time that Annie and I have been doing this show, which is will be 3 years next month, that we've seen this much going on in this short a time. You may have noticed that MF Global, the front company for Goldman Sachs, who's also taken over the European banks, may have noticed that their debt of the money, the private money, the private account money that they've stolen from their investors has gone from, what, $700 billion to $800 billion, then it was $1.2 billion, then it was $2.1 billion. Now it might be over $3 billion, and John Corzine should be going to jail. And he's still walking free, and that's because his ex-Goldman Sachs buddy, Gary the Gangster Gensler, is letting him get away with it. And, of course, it always helps when Corzine does a $35,000 per plate fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama in his reelection campaign. So just amazing what's going on. I haven't seen this much happen in this short a time. After we come out of the first break, we're going to be joined by Kendra Arneson, who I've dubbed as the Aaron Brockovich of the Gulf. And it's because of Aaron that I've lost a lot of sleep. I've lost a lot of free time because I have become, as you know, engrossed with the events in the Gulf because the rest of the country is not getting the story. And if you are not reading what I've been writing on News with Views and continue to write, as I move towards an ebook. If you've not been listening to the discussions we've had on this show, you would think that everything is all well with the Gulf. Of course, Barack Hussein Obama said that, what was it he said? All is well in the Gulf. It's open for business. Well, after we talk to Kendra, you're going to find out that's not the case, and Kendra and I are going to share some information about our findings. And you're going to see that 40 million people are going through a slow burn genocide. And, of course, there's Senate Bill 1867. Thanks to all you listeners who have been keeping me updated on this. I took to the net yesterday and today, researched it. Yes, I agree with you. It is the threat that everyone says it is. And in the last half hour, Annie and I are going to be exploring some of the more important provisions of this bill. And speaking of Annie, let's go to Nashville, Tennessee, and join our goddess of the airways, Miss Annie DeRiso. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Oh, doing great, Dave. Ready to go, and I'm anxious. I want to see what Kendra has to say. It's been a long time.
I've lost a good portion of the last 6 months of my life since we've interviewed Kendra. I kind of shudder to think what's going to happen, because what started out as simply a human interest piece I was going to write after Kendra updated us on events in the Gulf in early June turned into an obsession because I found the mother of all conspiracies. And it's just a classic case of a researcher just letting the data take him where the data takes him. And come to find out, our friends at Goldman Sachs are the masterminds. We're going to explore that a little bit when Kendra's on. And we know that all is not as we were told, and we're going to explore that. Anyway, we're going to break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Kendra. I guess that you couldn't see, but you were under my wheels, honey. Why don't you let me be?
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to this November 27th, 2011 edition of the Common Sense Show. Joining us is our news director, Miss Andy DeRiso, who's going to be riding shotgun with me tonight, as she usually does at this time. And as I was saying before I went to the break, I don't think I've had a guest inadvertently take up so much of my time as our guest that's coming up in a couple of minutes here, Kendra Arneson. When I interviewed Kendra back in early June, I was so moved by the difficulties of both in her family and her community that I started to do my own research, and I did not dream that I would find the conspiracies, the federal indifference, the man's inhumanity to man, the corporate greed and downright genocidal kind of behavior that we see from BP, Halliburton, Goldman Sachs, Transocean. Never dreamed I was going to find all this. And in some ways, my life would have been easier. But let me just set the tenor for this interview. Folks, we're talking about 40 million Americans. Are you listening to me? I just said we're talking about 40 million Americans who, in all likelihood, the majority of them, and especially their young children, will not live out normal lifespans as we've come to expect it here in this country. I don't think I could be much more clear. And I asked Kendra to come back on and update us as to the status of what's going on. And I'm going to be sharing some of my latest findings as Kendra and I and Annie exchange ideas through the program. So without further ado, let's go to Louisiana and welcome someone who I've come to refer to, as I said in the first segment, the Erin Brockovich of the Gulf. She knows no fear. She takes no prisoners. Kendra, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Kendra, I know my heart aches for you. It aches for your community. It aches for your region, because I know what you're facing. Unfortunately, most of my fellow countrymen have no idea what you're going through. Do you feel that you've been totally ignored by the mainstream media?
Early on, they were like hounds at our doors, you know, while the fire is hot, so to speak. And as soon as they plugged the well, I mean, as soon as they plugged the well, the media disappeared. I mean, different people that were doing documentaries lost their funding. This went, you know, this isn't just the main players here that dropped this out, you know, from the media. This was from every angle. I mean, I had no idea of the connections when I first started looking into this. And even since the last time I was on with you, I've learned so much. And every day we all learn so much more. And every corner we turn, we find just total disappointment. You know, it's hard to put into words.
Well, we're in our long segment, and I'm prefacing it by my question. Take a few moments here and tell the listening audience across this country about what life is like on a daily basis for you and your community in the Gulf.
Well, life for me on a daily basis, I mean, you know, when I first started speaking out, and still to this day, I don't only speak for me. I also speak for many, many, many families who live throughout our communities, regardless of what walk of life they come from, regardless if they're commercial fishermen, recreational charter fishermen, our oil field workers, or just your everyday grocery store workers or whatever, everyone in our community. Here in Plaquemines Parish, I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with where we are geologically, but we run parallel with the Mississippi River, and we stick out. Like our peninsula sticks out into the Gulf. As such, we were completely surrounded by this mess in the Gulf that was caused by BP. And the spray on top of it is completely around us. So everyone here has either popped up with all kinds of crazy symptoms, or they just think they've had the flu 10 times in, you know, 8 or 10 months. But my biggest concern at this point is for our kids and their health. Their bodies are so small. I know a lot of people aren't aware, but the EPA levels, when they say it's safe levels, are set at a rate in comparison to a man that weighs 178 pounds. So I'm going to back up for a second. Back in June of 2010, a friend of mine took her daughter because everyone said it was safe over in Mississippi. You know, our government said everything was fine. And she allowed her to go swimming a couple of times a day, you know, a couple hours each time on the beach over in Biloxi, Mississippi. Before they came back home, the child was broke out in blisters. Now, this is the single worst case that I've seen personally with a child on the Gulf Coast. This kid has been to every single doctor you could possibly fathom, and they've diagnosed her with everything from herpes to hand, foot, and mouth disease, to infantigo, to scabies, to chicken pox, all these different skin things that I know has nothing to do with what they're diagnosing her with. She went from
what do you think it has to do with, Kendra?
I think it's chemical exposure, and I'm going to explain to you why. So first, okay, she started out with the blisters all over her body, and I'm not talking about here or there. I'm talking about covered. Then they got that to heal up a little bit, but the gaping holes in her feet and her hands never did heal up, still aren't healed up. And that's from June of 2010. Now we're here knocking on December of the next year. So this baby's been suffering this whole time. So at any rate, it went from just the blisters to blisters and hives. Then it got to where the child couldn't breathe well. They put her on medication. She's on a nebulizer on a regular basis, daily and nightly. On top of that, they're having to give her shots in school in order to continue to keep her breathing. I guess it's an EpiPen, it's called.
Yes.
Then, so on top of all this, her intestines have stopped working properly. Now, this is the absolute worst case that I've seen as far as a child goes on the Gulf Coast personally that I've seen, and her body has just begun to swell. She's starting to swell all over.
Is she being treated with steroids? Is that why she's swelling?
Well, every time they take her to a doctor, they either give her antibiotics or antibiotics accompanied by steroids. So I think that that has a lot. Just they're treating her for something she doesn't have and not treating her for chemical exposure, which this kid was fine before all this started. She had a couple of food allergies, and she was allergic to some environmental stuff like grass, pollen, you know, stuff that was under control. However, I really think that if we don't get her the right help and something's not done quickly, that we're more than likely going to lose this child. Now, that's one child, and somebody could say, oh, well, she's diseased, and you know, they try to talk it off to anything but chemical exposure. However, I'm seeing the same exact symptoms that she started out with come up in kids all over our neighborhood, and I'll just give you a couple quick examples. One lady and her husband raises her three grandchildren, the 11-year-old little girl, 4-year-old little boy, and a 2-year-old little boy. The 11-year-old little girl was just put on medication because her intestines have stopped working properly. The 4-year-old is covered in blisters and hives and has breathing issues. The 2-year-old is sick on a nonstop basis every few weeks, just like my 9-year-old. Then we'll go to another family, another grandmother that's raising two of her grandsons. The oldest one, both kids have been in sports since they could put them into sports. I mean, like, they're really good at sports, or were, rather. The 11-year-old has started having the really bad chest pains and is sick on an every few weeks basis, just like my daughter. And then the 6-year-old, his hair has started to fall out in little circles all over his head about a year ago. And within the past couple of months, he started to have nosebleeds. We have kids that are having nosebleeds and bleeding out their ears. And, I mean, it's so – I don't understand why there – nobody in our school has raised a red flag. We received 4 notices about 10 weeks ago within 7 days, and they were medical alarms, you know, like the notices someone would send home if someone had lice, basically. You know, my kid goes – school, somebody finds lice, they send you a notice home. Well, that's the only thing I'd ever received a notice from my school from since Katrina. And like I said, a few weeks back, we received 4 notices within 7 days. Now, these notices were for the following: chicken pox, hand, foot, and mouth disease, scabies, and infantigo. They were, and it's funny, it's not funny like, ha-ha, it's funny like, okay, now what's going on? Because all these little spots on these kids look the same, but yet these different doctors are diagnosing them for different stuff. And really, honestly, I don't think any of them have a clue as to what they're looking at. And even the ones who do don't want to get involved.
So, yeah, I'm not sure what the connections are that hold your local medical people such in check that they're not speaking out. But I happen to read some of the researchers' work from places like Tulane and University of Central Florida, and Dr. Wilma Subra in particular, who said it's in the air, it's in the water, it's in the food chain, it's in the people's blood. And she's talking about Corexit toxicity that's 32 to 65 times higher than the maximal accepted levels in adults' blood. And she makes comparisons to the Exxon Valdez. And let me just highlight that, Kendra. I'm sure you're aware of that, where the average worker in the Exxon Valdez spill in 1989, where they used Corexit 9500, 9527, the same substances they're using in the Gulf, killed these workers at the average of 51 years of age.
Yes, I'm well aware of all the statistics. And, you know, I have to say my husband's 44. And I have a 6 and 9-year-old, and I'm 34 years old, and I have never felt so physically ill in all my life. You know, and I try to just take migraine medicine and pain medicine and different stuff and just try to keep on going on a, you know, day-to-day basis.
We're going to talk about those struggles as we come back. We're up against the break. We come back, more on the Holocaust in the Gulf.
My China girl, I feel a wreck without my little China girl.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey's systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Sit here in a controlled rage. It's hard for me not to just become so incensed and go off on an Alex Jones kind of rant. But that won't help the situation here. What I hope to accomplish tonight by bringing Kendra on is to awaken all of us that this is still a Holocaust in the Gulf. It's not going anywhere. This is about one out of seven or eight Americans who are impacted in some way. Now, some of them might have good HLA typing, and they may be resistant to some of these airborne things that are going on in the Gulf. But a lot of them aren't. And even the ones that aren't have family members that are sick and dying. Joining us is Kendra Arneson, coming to us from Louisiana. And Kendra, what's the feeling, the mood down there in the Gulf with the people you encounter towards A, what's happened to you and what's being done to correct it? And B, how do people feel about the rest of the country and their awareness of what's going on?
Well, that's a hard question to answer because I run into two or three different types of people. I run into the people who want to learn and are curious. You know, they want answers as to why, of course, most of them's moms that want to know why their kids are so sick. And then we have other individuals, you know, our men are bread, most of our men down here are our breadwinners. And, you know, not that all of us women don't work or whatnot, but most of these guys are the main, you know, sole provider for our families. So a lot of what I find is with the guys, they're just in survival mode. You know, I mean, it's real hard You know, a lot of people are mistaken whenever they think that my husband isn't fishing. And I want to be real clear about this. My husband is fishing. He has no choice but to fish. My home is for sale. I'm going to sell my home, and I'm going to move to another coast where we have a fishery that we can feel confident that what we're putting on the market is not contaminated. However, by law, if my husband does not fish and does not mitigate his claim, then we are held liable for that money. Not only are we held liable for that money, we're also held liable for the taxes on that money. That being said, there's been a lot of people who are really angry with me because my husband is fishing. I have no other choice at this point, none whatsoever. So I apologize for that, and there's nothing I can do about that. If somebody comes to me tomorrow and says, Kendra, I'm ready to buy the house, I'll sell it tomorrow. You know what? I worked on this house, David and I did, for almost 6 years. We just moved back into our home the first week of May of this year. And I don't think a lot of people understand what that means. My husband and I literally rebuilt this two-story house with our own two hands, and it took us a long time to do it. So I'm talking about walking away from a community that was wiped to dirt 6 years ago, a community that I love, a community that's my extended family, and starting over from scratch. Now, David has more license in different fisheries than anybody else I've ever met.
But David is your husband.
Yes.
Just to be clear, just so people know, David Arneson is your husband.
Right, both in state and federal fisheries, my husband fishes. And we've been lucky. We've been one of the lucky ones with what he's been able to catch to be able to financially survive. But I'll say this over and over again. I don't speak just for me. We have shrimpers who only shrimp. And as such, you cannot run off of 20 pounds per hour. You cannot confidently bring in a product, whether you're shrimping, oystering, crabbing, fin fishing, sharking, it doesn't matter. We cannot, you know, confidently bring in a product and say, we know for a fact that this isn't contaminated. We've asked the FDA to come onto the docks, which they're useless. I mean, I found out that any sample, we found stuff out here that is visibly, to the naked eye, visibly contaminated. I mean, we can see the stuff inside the fish. And we've sent this to NOAA, we've sent this to LSU, we've sent this to the EPA, the FDA, and 90% of the samples just disappear. So it's not like we're not trying to get the proof out there that the fishery needs to be shut down. Needs to be shut down because we're scared to death that some of the stuff that, I'm not saying that every single piece of fish that hits the dock is contaminated, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Kendra, you know about the sniff test from the EPA, don't you? I mean, they hold up a bag of fish, and if it smells okay, they just pass it along, and this is their check for correct toxicity.
Exactly. Let me explain something to you guys for a second, okay? As David is in all these different types of fisheries, we have found stuff offshore, such as, I'm sure everyone knows what a gray or amberjack is. If not, they know what a king mackerel is, and if not, they know what a snapper or a grouper is. And each of those four fish that I named, that's one of your most highly sought-after species in the Gulf by both commercial and recreational charter fishermen, and just your everyday guy that happens to own a boat and goes out there and fishes off the sides of the rigs or off the lump. They're some of the best-tasting fish that was anywhere near here. We're finding a certain number of these fish anywhere around Block 299 in the Mississippi Canyon out here in the Gulf. Right around 30 to 35% of those species of fish have black sludge inside their stomachs. Mm-hmm. Now, anywhere else, and I'm talking about within a 100-mile radius from the peninsula of Plaquemines Parish, is out the east side, the west side, and the south side where we fish. And we fish all along that area, my family does. And he's found, and we found, I've been on the boat myself a couple of times, but he goes way more than I do. He's found different species with this black sludge inside their stomachs. So,
that's
all
right there, Kendra, because we're going to have to finish just after the break, but I have a lot to say about what's in the fish, too. Stay tuned, everybody, more with Kendra on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way. The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
If you're just joining us, we're Annie and I are pleased to have Kendra Arneson on from the Gulf, and she's detailing the ongoing Holocaust. And Kendra's went to the break. You were talking about finding black sludge in a lot of the fish found in the Gulf near your community.
Exactly. Now, we contacted NOAA and LSU and all, and we asked, first NOAA said, we asked them what to do with these fish. Because as we're out here fishing, I mean, this, I feel like, is evidence that, I mean, BP has destroyed the Gulf. And they yes. want us to just throw them back overboard. So, I mean, we can't continue to bring all these fish into, you know, inland and then give it to NOAA or LSU or whomever, and then the samples just disappear. So we kept pushing the issue and pushing the issue, and finally they sent a NOAA representative down, and she came down and cut out the inyards of all of these different amberjack. Now, you have to understand, a greater amberjack is anywhere between over 50 pounds to 90-plus pounds. I mean, they're big fish. So, I mean, I'm talking about a whole big ice chest full of bags of samples. I'm not talking about a little box of samples. All the samples disappeared. That's not the first time this has happened. This happens every single time that we send these samples in, and then samples that we know have to be contaminated, that they have said that they, you know, actually tested. Oh, they were just fine. They didn't find anything in them.
Well, Kendra, let me respond to what you're saying there by talking about Kim Anderson. She's a researcher from Oregon State University, and she had a team of researchers down in the Gulf about 3 months after the spill, and they were going to do a pre, mid, and post test of the effects of Corexit toxicity on your food chain. And they did the pre, they did the mid, and the mid disappeared. Their data was stolen. Now, it didn't dissuade them. They went back and did it again. So your story about having lab samples tampered with or just outright stolen are not unique. I've talked to several researchers from the Gulf that have had people break into their laboratories and steal samples sent to them by local authorities. So there still is an ongoing massive cover-up as to what's going on in the Gulf and just how bad it is. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Kendra, but Annie and I have seen news reports now. They conveniently disappeared from the TV websites from which they first ran. But, for example, in Charlotte, North Carolina, they ran a story outside of Vinny's restaurant where they found oil and a slimy substance that ended up being Corexit residue inside of the crab and the shrimp that they were serving at the restaurant. Have you heard these kind of stories from this far away?
Not from that far away. I've seen crazy stuff here, like the shrimp with no eyes, the crabs with deformities, the crabs with black stuff in them. I mean, you know, to catch the amberjack, we have to catch blue runners. Some people call them hardtails. And we have to keep them alive and then go out to catch the amberjack. And you can literally stand there on the boat if there's droplets of oil on top of the water, which usually there is, and watch the blue runners eating the oil, some of them eating the oil off the top of the water. I was wondering, you know, how in the world, I was certain that these greater amberjack wasn't, you know, going around just eating oil off the bottom of the ocean. And I wanted to know how it was getting inside of them. And I think what's happening, I know what's happening is the blue runners was eating the oil and then they're eating the blue runners. I've seen that from my own eyes. But
exactly.
I think that their body's digesting the fish. It's just not digesting the oil. Different fish had different amounts in them. And I'm not a biologist. I'm just somebody who's been on the water for a long, long time, and I've done a lot of different kind of fishing. I've never seen before now a shrimp that didn't grow eyes. I've never seen crabs with these types of deformities. I've never seen, my first job was 12 years old out here, cooming oysters with the size of grown men. You know, I've never seen oysters where they didn't set, which is, that's almost like a fish egg, but it's a spat that comes off the oyster, attaches to the nose shell, and grows another oyster. That's the baby. I've never seen with lesions all over them and gross. I've never seen this stuff. And, I mean, they're trying to chalk it off as anything but the oil and dispersants, everything from fresh water, from all the floods up north coming into the Gulf and all the pesticide washing into the river. From all the floods up there and killing everything. They're trying to claim that low oxygen. The shrimpers did it. Most of our boats were tied up.
Kendra, the low oxygen has a basis in claim. And the reason I say that is because that's what Corexit does to the water. And we're going to get into that a little bit later when we talk about what's going to replace a lot of these living and growing things in the Gulf with the ever-expanding dead zone. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to call, be part of the show. And with that, let's go out to the phones and share Kendra with our audience, and let's go to Jeff in Idaho. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I spoke to Kendra a while back about Metamatrix and doing a blood analysis using the standard blood test that they have and going out in different areas to show that the contamination is localized. I was just wanting to make a comment on the young person that they're trying to do some work with. If you go to Dr. Clark's website, that's drclark.com/utilities/professionals.htm. There's a naturopathic doctor that does some of her work in Baton Rouge. And what I would do is I would contact this person, or I would go and send an email to info@drclark.com. And contact New Century Publishing. That's 800-519-2465. And get a hold of the Tijuana location where they do a saliva blood test. You know, they basically.
Okay, slow down for a second, Jeff. Give me the spelling of that website. I'm going to ask you to repeat that number too.
www.dr, clark.com/utilities, spelled out, /professionals.html. That is the Dr. Clark professionals all over the world that use her protocol. And there's someone in Baton Rouge that's a naturopathic doctor. But the more important thing is to send an email to info@drclark.com. That's drclark.com. And ask them what they need to do to send a saliva sample overnight, FedEx, to Tijuana, Mexico. And what they do is they can measure to one part per trillion. That's 1 in 12, 10 to the 12th power. Not billion or million, but trillion is the analysis that the scalar wave sphygmometer that Dr. Clark developed can measure sensitivities to. And if you wanted, you could basically throw one of these shrimp in that's basically defective and then say, well, take one out of the Gulf of Baja and do an analysis on it and see what's in it, even though that's in the Pacific and you're in the Atlantic. And I'm sure you would get a nice registration on what the big differences are because they can tell all these chemicals. You know?
Absolutely. And just let me respond real quick. So this is outside of the MetaMatrix volatile solvent profile that we spoke about, right?
Right.
Okay, right. So Dr. Mike Robichaux and Louisiana Environmental Action Network, Ms. Mary Lee Orr and Ms. Wilma Subra, whom you heard her name mentioned earlier, have been working diligently to put together a protocol not only to put what needs to go into the body, but to take what needs to come out of the body. That being said, they've opened up a clinic, and they're raising funds to get people properly detoxed under the care of a physician, and without them having to fund it themselves. So they do have a clinic set up in Raceland, and that was where I was going to, this whole conversation was going to lead to. We are taking this child that I was speaking about earlier, her mother, myself, my husband, and my two kids, and we're going to go over in Raceland and stay there, and the six of us are going to go through the detox together. We're going to be having fundraisers and different stuff that's going to be raising money to attempt, if we get enough money raised, we're going to open a clinic here in South Plaquemines Parish, right dead in the middle of Ground Zero, in order, and I think that if, I know that if I go do this detox thing and it makes me feel like I'm hoping that it's going to make me feel, then I can convey back to my community that, A, it's safe, because I've researched so many different forms of detox and people trying to, you know, I mean, we had people come and you don't even know, dude. I mean, I done had like 5,000 products sent to me between DHSL's post office box, my home address, and our little shop in Venice. I mean, it was, if I'd have took everything that people sent me or understood it all at one time, I probably wouldn't be here. But as such, I've studied all these different types of detox, and I really, really believe that Dr. Mike Robichaux and Ms. Jim and Ms. Mary Lee Orr and Ms. Wilma Subra have put together the best avenue for us to try to get better. But it's going to take a lot of fundraising because, I mean, if we don't do this ourselves, then, you know, the government sure ain't going to do it. BP's not going to come in here and pay to detox everybody. And to be honest with you, we find in fresh oil out here all the time, so we know they're still spraying dispersants. So, I mean, if people down here don't get detoxed quick, like, and they don't have the money to send out samples all over the place, you know, between all the blood tests that I had to have done for my family, I'm looking at right at $8,000.
Yeah, Kendra, you're absolutely right about still spraying in the Gulf, still an oil leak in the Gulf. Actually, I get reports that there might be as many as three. Every time I mention the Gulf or I publish an article on News with Views or put it to Facebook, I hear from people who work on these BP cleanup crews, and they're displaced shrimp fishermen who have nowhere to turn for income. So they go to work for the devil, BP, just to make ends meet. And on the side, because they'll get fired if they're known to have said anything, they contact me privately, and they tell me that the Corexit's being carpet-bombed at night. That's their phrase. It's a popular phrase now among the workers. And that they think there's at least three oil leaks. So if America's waiting for this to dissipate and blow over, it's not blowing over. It's ongoing.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. You know what I mean? I go through this so many times. It's hard for me to even put together a coherent sentence at this point. I'm so overloaded with the different information that people have thrown out there, and I appreciate everybody's support and anybody who's been posting photographs, videos. I mean, hands down to everybody that's helped out on this, trying to get the truth out there, and I really appreciate, you know, you tonight, because it's just people need to know. I mean, this we're not overseas. We're American citizens. I mean, and we're not the people that we've been painted to be. See, that's another thing that's really, really hard for me. I live in a community. We all come here and rebuilt our community from dirt 6 years ago. Nobody's ever given any of us anything. We've always worked for what we've gotten and never had to ask anybody for anything. And here we are being painted as dirty, non-taxpaying, trashy, white shrimpers. And, I mean, my guys are some of the hardest working people in the United States. And for generation after generation, we've provided a food source for our fellow Americans. And now it's just like, I mean, between public perception, the BP multi-million-dollar PR campaign, our congressmen and senators turning their heads and running. They didn't just turn their head. They ran, too. And all the money that they took. And I just, it's a real disappointment. I mean, we're really fighting an uphill battle down here. You are,
but you're not alone. I have to tell you, every time I publish an article, I hear from people across America who say, I didn't know that. What can I do to help? And they share our outrage as well. Jeff, thanks so much for your call. Let's move along to Barrett from Idaho. Hi, you're on with Kendra Arneson.
Yes, hi. I have a comment and a question. Okay, we had in the 80s, 1988, the Exxon Valdez, which is still polluting out there. We have the Gulf, which is still leaking. You don't hear a word about it on the news. I have friends that watch corporate news, and, oh, yeah, there was a house fire, and this hero saved the wife and the cat, you know, and they spend 20 minutes on that. I want to talk about the Skull and Bones for a second, because they... What they do in Skull and Bones is they kill any remnants of sympathy or empathy or caring of others, and then they go to the Bilderbergs. You know, everybody that's ever been in Skull and Bones has become president, like the Clinton. A year later, well, when he joined, then the next year he was president. Same thing with the Bush. They're all a part of these secret societies. What I'm trying to get to is, what are they breathing? What are they eating? And where, is there a way that they can breathe other air than what we're breathing and drink other water than what we're, it's all radioactive.
Great question. Yeah, your point's well taken. These secret societies, and I'm not really going to go down that road too far tonight, but you're right. The secret societies that permeate our government, like the CFR, the trilaterals, et cetera, yeah, they are desensitized to human suffering. Otherwise, we wouldn't be seeing what we're seeing in the Gulf. But Kendra, he brings up a good point secondarily here, too, in that these people who live in the Gulf, who are part of this BP silencing conspiracy, don't they have to live in the same conditions as all of you?
Absolutely. And you know what? It's so funny that he even brought this up. Again, I'll go back to whenever this all first started, and I had BP's security clearance to go into their operations section in Venice, and it's the Homa Incident Command Post. And, I mean, I could go anywhere by myself unattended. It didn't matter if I wanted a boat, helicopter, whatever I wanted. I got it, and I could go anywhere I wanted to go. That being said, I would stand on the dock down at Cypress Cove Marina in the morning and get quiet for a minute and just listen. And this was, at the end of the May, middle June period of the height of the oil spill. And it was almost like a horrible nightmare musical going down the dock of the guys blowing their nose, coughing and hacking. They looked like the life had been sucked out of them. And everybody was getting sick. And I've seen a lot of these people since then, again, that had the flu 6-8 times in a year and a half. How many people do you know that had the flu that many times in that short of a time span. I really don't think that a lot of people are putting two to two together as far as the people who live here. Now, as far as the people goes, the bigger VP executives and whatnot, how many times have you actually seen them down here on a day-to-day basis? You know how many times I've run into Mr. Haywood? Zero. None. I've never ran into the man, and I was in Venice every day, all day long, right down in the heart of the whole entire nightmare that was, I was all over the place. And I only heard of him being down here one time, Mr. Tony Haywood.
And they're not. So, Obama made his cameo appearances. You're right, but they don't hang around because they're smart enough to know what's really there. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with more of your calls and more with Kendra after a word from these sponsors.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Joining us is Kendra Arneson, and we're talking about the ongoing Holocaust in the Gulf. And Kendra, you might have heard that last bumper music as we went into the break, Have You Ever Seen the Rain from Creedence? And so that leads me to my next question. Have you heard about the toxic rain laced with Crexit that was reported falling outside of Memphis, Tennessee last fall?
Not only have I heard about that toxic rain, rewind again, when they claimed we had a hurricane named Bonnie and they evacuated the Gulf, nobody knew that they evacuated the Gulf. This was the weekend of, I know it was July, if I'm not mistaken, that Sunday was the 26th. So they started moving the guys out the Wednesday before, And nobody knew about it. Nobody heard about him evacuating the Gulf. Well, when Bonnie came through, it was a small squall. But we tested the rain off of Bonnie. And as such, we tested it right here in Belle Chasse, Louisiana, which is directly across the river from New Orleans. It came back with all kinds of chemicals in it, chemicals that couldn't have possibly come out of a saline solution. You know, it was all kinds of stuff from the VOCs to chromium, iron, nickel. I'd have to go back and look at all the different stuff, but it was stuff that shouldn't have been anywhere
okay.
in the Gulf.
Kendra, it's stuff that causes Alzheimer's, stuff that causes dementia, heart disease,
yeah.
leukemia, sudden onset asthma, cancer. I mean, I could go on and on. I mean, I've read the reports from UCF, USF, Tulane. I've read them all. And I can tell you that you guys are living in a health holocaust cesspool. And every time it rains, when the wind blows, and they keep spraying the damn Corexit down there, you people are ingesting it in the Gulf, and it's shortening your life with every breath you take. And I hate to be so graphic, but I see no other way to look at this.
No, there is no other way to look at this, and that's exactly why it's killing me to be here. You know, I evacuated my kids. The first thing I did was lock them up. You know, I locked them up. I'm not like in jail, in my house, you know. I picked up everything out the yard, the four-wheelers, dropped the pool, put it up, put them in the house. The second week of June, I evacuated them. And then my husband went and got them 2 days before school started in August because they said the oil was gone, and they had stopped spraying. And we brought them back home. Late September, my daughter started to get sick. She's been sick every 4 to 6 weeks like clockwork since then. I know what I'm living in the middle of. And that's another thing. You know, I mean, people come here, and they ask us all kinds of stuff. This is our life. This is our life. And it's like, I mean, I have a beautiful home. I have a beautiful family. I have wonderful friends here, a great community. They're all my extended family. And I have to walk away from it because every time I see my kid walk downstairs at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, Mom, my stomach hurts. I feel like I'm going to throw up. This is my 9-year-old baby. I mean, this is like my dream kid. You know, and I begged God to send Elena to me. And I'm real lucky to have her, but every time she comes to me and says, I don't feel good, my stomach hurts, I feel like I'm going to throw up, my head hurts, my chest is hurting, I can't breathe. You know, I look at her and I'm like, God, I got to get out of here. But, I mean, who's going to come by my house? And what bank is going to touch us to go and start from scratch in another fishery? You know, I mean, I'm not looking at going and making the same kind of money is what we're used to making. I mean, I make the kind of money that I pay anywhere between, you know, right after Katrina, the lowest I paid was a couple grand in taxes. The highest I ever paid was $38,000 in 1 year in taxes. We're used to making good money. And, I mean, I can't just, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I know.
You know? I mean, I never sell my house and leave.
Angers me, too. We're up against the break. We come back. We'll take Michael and Pat Jordan's call, and we'll be back with Kendra.
The next